Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that creation of 8 crore new jobs in the last 3 to 4 years has silenced those spreading fake narratives about unemployment. Quoting a recent RBI report on employment figure, Mr. Modi said skill development and employment are needed in the country and his government is working in this direction. The Prime Minister said this while speaking at an event in Mumbai's Goregaon suburb where he inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth 29,000 crore rupees in road, railways and port sectors. The Prime Minister asserted that his aim is to make Maharashtra the world's big financial powerhouse and to make Mumbai a global fintech capital. Mr. Modi pointed out that the upcoming infrastructure projects in and around Mumbai will boost connectivity of the city with nearby areas, which ensures better facilities as well as safety for women. He said the centre has also approved 76,000 crore rupees Vadhavan port in Dahanu in Palghar, which will generate 10 lakh jobs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the media should support the government in promoting citizen-friendly initiatives, citing the example of Environment Conservation Initiative, Ek Ped Maake Naam. Mr. Modi informed that the initiative has been praised at the global level and said that the media can help in making it a mass movement. He was addressing a gathering after inaugurating the Indian Newspaper Society Towers at the Bandra Kurla complex in Mumbai. Maharashtra Governor Ramesh Bais, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar, along with INS President Rakesh Sharma, were present on the occasion. The Prime Minister underlined the role of newspapers and magazines in the next 25-year journey to Viksit Bharat and appreciated the media, stating that it makes people aware of their strength. He said that since most media houses have digital editions, they should try to come up with versions in international languages and take the Indian perspective to a global level. The centre has given more power to the Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir. The Union Home Ministry has amended the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Act 2019, significantly strengthening the authority of the Lieutenant Governor. A notification amending the transaction of business rules under the Act has been issued by the central government. These rules will come into force on the date of their publication in the Official Gazette, the notification stated. The move will further empower the JNKLG on matters of transfers and postings of All India Service officers, police as well as appointment of judicial officers. In the past, proposals concerning police, public order, All India Services and the Anti-Corruption Bureau required approval from the Finance Department of Jammu and Kashmir before reaching the Lieutenant Governor. Under the revised rules, such proposals must now be presented directly to the LG through the Chief Secretary of the Union Territory. An Islamabad District and Sessions Court has acquitted former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi in the unlawful marriage case. The court dismissed charges against Khan in the un-Islamic marriage case, where a petitioner had challenged the legality of his marriage. In February this year, a local court in Pakistan found Imran Khan and Bushra Bibi guilty of breaking Islamic law and failing to observe the required interval between Bushra Bibi's divorce and their marriage. Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf party founder is languishing in jail since August last year. But their hopes of getting released from jail following acquittal was short-lived after they were arrested in another case of alleged corruption. In cricket, India will face Zimbabwe in the fifth and final T20 international match of the series at Harare Sports Club today. The match will begin at 4:30 p.m. IST. Team India already having a winning lead of 3-1 over the hosts. In tennis, Barbara Krejcikova of the Czech Republic defeated Jasmine Paolini of Italy to win her maiden Wimbledon women's singles title last evening in London. In men's singles, seven-time champion Novak Djokovic has set up summit clash with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz today. Also in mixed doubles final, 7-seed Polish-Taiwan pair of Jan Zelensky and C.S. Su Wei will be up against Mexican duo Santiago Gonzalez and Giuliana Olmos. And that is the end of this news bulletin.